Very excited about what we are able to get accomplished last night. Feel very strongly that we're improving our football team. We're able to trade back into the first round and get two number one picks again this year. But that's only the start of it. This is a very important night for us tonight. We do have a couple picks. And also on Saturday is where you can really help improve your ball club. So we're looking forward to the challenge over the next 2 days and looking forward to continuing to build and improve this football club. What I'm going to do now is I'll bring up Coach Zimmer. He'll say a few words about the players. After he's done, then I'll introduce the two players. They'll say a few comments, and then you can open it up for questions with the players. Coach Zim.
Wow, these two guys are studs, aren't they? Man, this is what NFL football players are supposed to look like. We really anticipate that not only these two guys, but all the guys that we continually bring in here are model citizens, great competitors, and great football players. With Anthony, he's a tremendous, tremendous athlete. We were extremely impressed with him when he was here. But more importantly, we're impressed with him on his tape, and everyone that we talked to about him was just the athletic ability that he has is really off the charts. He's a great rusher, and we're gonna help him to continue to be a really, really good football player. And then Teddy Bridgewater is in the same mold. He's a guy that has great, great character, a guy that's a great leader. All he does is win. Like I said yesterday, he wins wherever he goes. He takes care of his family, his mom, and Anthony as well. They're both family people, and that's important to all of us. But this is a great day for all of us with the Vikings. Rick did an unbelievable job. I know Norv is excited as all get out, as and so is George. About working with these kind of guys. We want to continually bring in people like this to help us win. So turn it over to you again?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It gives me great pleasure to introduce our first round pick, Anthony Barr. Anthony?
Just want to start first by thanking the Will family, Mr. Spielman and Coach Zimmer, for giving me this amazing opportunity, for believing in me and trusting in me. Now it's I have to hold up my end of the deal now. I'm just so excited, so happy to be a Minnesota Viking, and I just can't wait to get to work.
Anthony, 2 years ago you're playing offense. And, I mean, when you make the switch to defense, I mean, could you ever imagine that in 2 short years you're a top 10 NFL pick and you're standing on the podium here?
Right. No, a couple years ago I could never envision myself, standing here talking for new guys. It's been a pretty incredible journey. A lot of work, a lot of dedication had gone into that. I really thank my coaches at UCLA and, my teammates for helping me along the way. And I'm just very happy to be here.
What's it been like to kind of navigate through that short window of all of a sudden going from not playing at all to getting all this attention on yourself?
It's pretty cool. But at the same time, I kind of take that with a grain of salt. Now is when the real work starts. So I'm ready to get to work.
Rookies like Auden Smith, Von Miller contributed as a pass rusher in their rookie years. Do you think you're capable of doing that? And what do you need to do to make an impact on this team right away?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm very confident in my abilities and my capabilities. And I think I have a great coaching staff behind me that's going to get me prepared to have an impact at this level. And so I think as long as I just continue to work, I'll be okay.
Coach Zimmer said yesterday that you probably wouldn't start opening day. What do you think of him saying that? Does it?
That's not true.
Well,
I did not say that. I said he's not going to start day one.
Training camp.
First day. Yeah, day
okay.
One.
First day.
Well, no, I mean, it's my job to earn a spot. Nothing's going to be given to me, so I don't expect to come in right away and walk into a starting job. I expect to earn my keep.
How well do you know Teddy? I mean, did you cross paths, you know, at the facility here in the pre-draft process at all?
We were together in Jacksonville not too long ago. We had just a brief conversation there. You know, it's kind of cool when you see somebody's kind of going through the same thing you're going through, kind of just share the experience with somebody. So very happy now that he's my teammate.
Did you feel like you had a pretty good idea where you would go in the draft?
No, I didn't. I wasn't too sure. You know, I knew when I was here on my visit, you know, a couple weeks ago, there was some level of comfort. I felt like I had a pretty good trip, and you know, I thought my meetings went well. And so I felt if I were to become a Viking, that I would it'd be a great fit for me. But at the end of the day, I still wasn't too sure exactly where I was going to go.
What part of your skill set do you think really fits this defense, and what Zimmer wants to do here?
Well, I just think I'm a tough football player, very competitive. And you know, I think anywhere they end up placing me on the field, I'll be able to make an impact for the team.
Anthony, the number one word people come with you is we can mold you. And coachability is a factor. You know, you've gone from offense, you go from defense, and coaches like the fact that you're willing to be molded and coached. What was the hardest thing for you in terms of being that person and being able to do that?
Well, I think the biggest transition for me when I was switching offense to defense was just moving backwards. You know, everything on offense is going forwards, making people miss, stuff like that. You know, I think dropping into coverage, dropping to a man, dropping to a zone, looking up the quarterback, looking up receivers, I think that was all kind of new to me. So I think that was probably the biggest transition.
I'm sure the past 20 hours have been a whirlwind for you. Can you kind of take us through what happened when you get the call and say, hey, you're going to Minnesota to you being here right now? I mean, what's it been like over the past 20 hours?
It's been crazy. Nothing I could have ever imagined. You know, yesterday I was just having my phone in my hand, just staring at my phone, waiting for somebody to call me. And, you know, luckily I was able to get a phone call from the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, now I'm standing in front of you guys today, less than, 12 hours since that happened. So it's been a pretty crazy 24 hours, but I couldn't be more excited.
You got a moment to kind of let it sink in? I mean, has it hit you yet, or is that something that's going to come?
I don't think so. No, this is all still kind of surreal, but it's pretty awesome at the same time. So I'm trying to enjoy the moment.
Can you talk about all your relatives who've played in the NFL and what kind of advice maybe they've given you?
Right, my father played in the NFL, a couple of my uncles, and I think it's a little different now than it was then. You know, so I'm kind of going into this with my own experience. You know, I appreciate the advice they have given me, but at the same time, I'm kind of doing this not on my own, but just in my own way.
What advice are they giving you?
Oh, just enjoy the moment. You know, it goes by so fast, and this only happens once. So just enjoy every moment of it, and just live in the moment.
How much bigger have you gotten over the past couple of years? I mean, 6'4", 255, that'd be an awful big running back.
Right. I think I got to UCLA like 6'3", 220 or so. And, you know, each year I put on, you know, 7-8 pounds. And, you know, I feel comfortable at this weight. You know, if I'm asked to lose some or gain some, I'm definitely willing to do so.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of your new teammates? And if so, what were some of those conversations about?
Teddy, I mean, that's the only person I've seen today. We just had to, you know, congratulate each other. Just said, you know, now we just got to get to work.
What was your takeaway from the coaching staff, specifically on the defensive side, when you were able to get around them during this draft process?
Well, I had a good meeting with Coach Adam Zimmer, the linebacker coach. You know, we watched some tape, watched some of the stuff that he runs, some of my tape, and we just had a good conversation. I think our personalities fit well, and I think he's going to be a great coach for me.
With their emphasis on technique, how excited are you in that area to continue growing?
Right, no, definitely an area I need to improve on. So I think these are very technical coaches, very detail-oriented. I'm a very detail-oriented guy myself, so I'm looking forward to getting with these guys and improving my game.
You think you could play both positions?
Yeah, I think anywhere on the field I can make impact as long as I'm given the opportunity.
I know the offense for running back and the defense as a linebacker.
Oh, no, I can't play offense anymore. No, I think those days are behind me.
Coach Zimmer talked about when you visited here later, his son called Adam, and you knew all the terminology, I guess, when he asked you about it. What did you do? Did you study the Vikings thoroughly and, you know, study up before they called you again or what?
No, not really. No, I think I'm a pretty intelligent person. I like to understand the game of football, so. I think it's something that kind of just really stuck with me because we had just had such a good conversation. So I think that's what that was.
going back to the switch, you were talking about how different it was to pedal back instead of going forward.
Yeah.
Instinctually, what was different as far as just being in coverage and things that you had to pick up real fast?
Yeah, I mean, you know, defense is all reaction. You know, offense, you kind of get to make the first move. So as a defensive player, I was just reacting. A lot of it my first year was based off of just athleticism. Didn't really know what I was doing. I think my second year last year was I was much more in tune with my assignment, those around me, what they're supposed to do, and kind of the entire defensive scheme. And so I think I took a step mentally last year.
Do you have any big plans for tonight to celebrate? Are you going to check out the city, or are you heading back home?
I gotta head back home. I guess those are the rules. Maybe get some sleep. That'd be pretty nice.
Last two.
You're going to leave for California. Coming from California to Minnesota, gets 10 below once in a while.
I heard it gets kind of cold out here, yeah, but it's about time for me to leave home. Been in California really my whole life, so I'm really excited to become a Viking and to live in the state of Minnesota.
Last one for Anthony.
You chose to stay home with your friends and family last night. What did you do afterwards? What was the celebration like?
It was pretty awesome. You know, I really wanted to celebrate that moment with those that kind of got me to this point. I know New York can only accommodate so many, so really just had lots of friends, families, coaches, teachers, family, friends. Just really enjoyed that moment. It was a pretty awesome experience to see everybody's reaction, and it felt awesome.
Congratulatory texts, phone calls you got.
Oh man, it was ridiculous. I could barely answer their call because my phone was just going crazy. But maybe change my number. I don't know. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce our second first-round pick, Teddy Bridgewater.
First off, I would like to thank the Will family, Rick Spielman, Coach Zimmer, Scott and Noah Turner for just giving me the opportunity and trusting in my capability and my abilities to be able to just be here in front of you today. I'm extremely excited to be able to get to work, be able to just become a winner and get this organization back to the winner's edge.
You got a new tie in the last couple hours.
You know, I'm a Viking now, and whatever I can do to represent this organization, I'll do that.
Teddy, how tough for the past couple of months, you know, with the expectations, how high they were after the season versus, you know, all the criticisms and people picking apart your game?
It wasn't tough at all. You know, my mindset was worry about the things that you can control. And throughout this entire process, I've been able to meet great coaches, great owners, but none like the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, this entire process has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I really enjoyed it.
Of all the criticisms and analysis, which one do you think was the most unfair?
I would say the comparison to Willie Beeman. You know, that was pretty harsh, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, like I said, you can't control what's being said.
Teddy, a lot of times with young quarterbacks, just the fit is as important as the skills that you bring to the table. I mean, how do you just see yourself fitting in here with this offense and with this coaching staff?
Coach Scott and Norv Turner, I believe that they're great coaches, offensive geniuses, and I feel that, you know, I'll be able to come right in and, you know, display great accuracy, leadership, always poise, composure, just someone who's a competitor, hard worker.
What have the past 20 hours been like for you?
That's been a relief, knowing that, you know, all of your hard work has finally paid off. And now that you can finally get your career started.
Have you heard from any of your new teammates yet about just kind of playing with them? Or?
Yeah, I actually received two text messages, one from Sharif Floyd and another from Kyle Rudolph. Kyle just told me, hey, congrats, but be ready to work. So and I responded, hey, I'll be ready.
What did Coach Strong help you?
Coach Strong, he helped me a lot. You know, Coach Strong is someone who can adjust and adapt to any person, no matter where you come from. And I believe that's helped me with my people skill and everything. Just being able to form relationships with people that come from all over the country and being able to carry myself in a certain way.
When you committed to Louisville, were they in a pro style at the time when you were a senior in high school, or did they transition into that?
When I committed to the University of Louisville, I believe they were a multiple offense, so they had some spread, but at the same time, they were doing some pro style.
So it was Strong that decided to focus on pro style? And then
I believe when he hired Sean Watson, I believe that's when we made the transition to a West Coast pro style type offense.
What are your, you know, what are reasonable expectations for your first year here? And when was the last time you sat and watched?
I can't even tell you the last time I sat and watched, but my expectations here is just to so that I'll compete at a high level and just lead this team. And eventually, if I can showcase the talents and the ability to be the starter, then that's my expectations.
What do you feel you need to do, if anything, to be ready to start in the NFL?
I feel that there's always room for improvement. And my mindset is to remain a student of the game. Each day I approach it as, hey, I want to get better each and every day. So whether it's the little things with my footwork or my accuracy, my throwing on time, decision making, I'm always open for improvement.
Is there less pressure to start right away being the number 32 pick versus if you'd say gone number 8 or number 9 to the Vikings?
There's no pressure at all. I feel that, like I said, once I can show that I'm the best guy on the roster at the position, then I feel that it's up to the coaches to make that decision. I had no idea that it occurred at first, and I came and I did the operations, I got the checkup, and everything was fine from there. It didn't scare me at all, because once the results came back, everything was fine, so I was happy from there.
As far as you understand it, was that just a one-time deal, or could it be a problem, lingering problem?
I believe that it was just a one-time deal. Like I said, the results came back and it showed that I have a perfect heart, so I'm ready to get started.
Coach Zimmer related an interesting story yesterday, saying that when he met with you, you said, Coach, I'm not blowing smoke. Minnesota is where I want to play. Can you talk about that conversation and why is Minnesota where you wanted to play?
For one, just the atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere here. I was able to come up on a trip, on a pre-draft visit to top 30, and I was able to establish a relationship with everyone in this organization, and from the ownership down to the coaching staff, down to the players, and everyone seemed to be in a family and friendly environment. And with my visits and my workout with Coach Scott and North Turner down in Miami, and I felt pretty solid about that workout. So the relationship that I was just able to establish prior to the draft, it just made me more comfortable.
I'm sure you're tired of hearing about the gloves, but when did you first start wearing the gloves, and who decided? Was that your own decision, or somebody else suggested you wear gloves?
I actually started wearing gloves when I arrived at the University of Louisville, and it was a decision that I made, and you can believe it or not, best believe that I'll continue to wear my gloves.
But what was the reason behind it? Was it just for better grip, like you said?
Yes.
You got an endorsement deal with any glove company coming up
here? I don't have one yet.
What part of your game do you want to improve most between now and, say, the start of the season?
Just my decision-making, being more decisive with the football, knowing that in the college game, a guy being open is different in the National Football League. It goes from, a guy being 3 feet open to inches now. So just being able to anticipate throws and just throw on time.
Do you have any quarterback past or present that you would compare yourself with as far as your style?
I try not to compare myself to anyone, because everyone is gifted and blessed with different skill sets. So I just try to do some things that other quarterbacks have been doing in the past and do some things that the quarterbacks are still doing today that makes them successful.
How big of an adjustment is it going to be playing in cold weather up here? And what do you have to kind of do differently, if anything, to get ready for that?
I think it won't be a big adjustment at all. And I think we'll be able to use that to our advantage here in Minnesota. And it's a mental thing, and I'll be able to just block that out and continue to play.
You mentioned the private workout with the Vikings and North. How hard did he work you? What were some of the things he was putting you through? And I guess, what did you kind of think of that experience? Come here and have him coach you up in the NFL.
All right, Coach Turner, he's someone who's just, he's after it, and he's going to coach you hard on the field. So we went through some drills, and then we threw the route tree and everything, went through some play action drop back passes and some naked passes, boot passes. And he's just someone who loves to coach and be right there in your ear as you're taking that rep. And he's a very tough coach, but at the same time, he understands that, you are a player. But, with me being a coachable guy, I was able to just accept the criticism and accept the great things that he had to say about me and keep playing.
They talked about how important family is, and I think recently you bought your mom a pink Escalade because she's a cancer survivor. How important is that now you can do that for your mom and that you can share this with her?
First I would just like to say thanks to Cadillac. You know, they heard our story. And they made everything happen that day. But it's a great feeling knowing that you're in a family environment, and it's a great feeling knowing that I was able to do that for my mom. And I'm pretty sure she's very happy, especially that Mother's Day is right around the corner. So it's just a great feeling being able to give back.
Teddy, 31 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions last year. I mean, how big of a priority has it been for you not to make mistakes and not to turn the ball over like that?
I feel that that's one of the biggest things that you must do playing the quarterback position is protecting the football. You know, you can't win games if you're turning the football over. So I take great pride in just, you know, being on time with the football and knowing where everyone is on the field. If I have to check the ball down, and I'll do that. It's all about, you know, moving the chains and scoring touchdowns. So I take tremendous pride in just, you know, being someone who cuts down on turnovers and have great numbers in the touchdown category.
What made you so good under pressure? What instinctually are you able to recognize when there's pressure coming at you?
Me just being able to react and see the pressure and everything happening while before it even happens. You know, I credit that to my film study. I credit that to the coaching staff, you know, getting me prepared, you know, knowing team's tendencies. So I feel that with the preparation leading up into competition, I feel that that's what I can give credit to.
Last two questions for Teddy.
Will you use as motivation going against all the teams that passed you up in the draft?
You can bet that. You know, I talked with Coach Zimmer a while back when I came on my trip here, and he told me he loves guys that play with a chip on their shoulder. So after having that conversation with him and, you know, just experiencing last night, I'm glad to be a Viking, but you can best believe that I'll play with a chip on my shoulder.
Last one.